News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Maximum working temperatures, risk assessments and paid climate leave are among proposals from Unite as part of their extreme weather package to protect workers. And I'm joined now by Tom Fitzgerald, Unite Regional Coordinating Officer. So, Tom, good morning to you. Explain to me what paid climate leave would entail.
Good morning, Ciara, to you and your listeners. Yes, we've obviously conducted a survey, as you mentioned there, of almost 600 of our members, north and south. And we found some startling figures. These are in organised workplaces where there'll be steps and actions taken to try and have mechanisms and committees in place to keep people safe. And we still found that lots of workers felt unsafe in the recent storm in January. And in particular, felt under pressure having to use up annual leave, take unpaid leave. And we, amongst a number of points, we're saying that there should be leave, paid leave for workers in circumstances where they can't get to work safely. And there should also be paid leave for workers where they actually have to take time off to address damage done by storm conditions, etc.
Okay. A lot of people would argue that our weather here in Ireland is not that extreme, one. And two is, why should businesses have to suck up entirely the cost of this kind of thing?
Well, I mean, the evidence has shown the trajectory that storm conditions are getting worse in Ireland. But the reality is, if that's not true, well, then nothing turns on having such legislation in place. But we all know where the evidence is actually going. And in terms of who should deal with the cost attached to it, well, generally, and we're making the point here that there should be state intervention here as well. But in the general sense, employers are a better place. But we're calling for a state-led scheme here to ensure that workers aren't at a loss arising from these changes in weather conditions.
And what about the fact that, for years we didn't have the kind of warnings we have now. We have red warnings and orange warnings and yellow warnings and that system. We didn't have that for years and people just went about their business and occasionally somebody was injured in a storm. Mostly people weren't. That's how it kind of goes. Is there not a risk that if you push for things like this, that there will be fallout from that and that perhaps weather warnings will change? They'll be downplayed because at some point the magic money tree that pays everyone to stay home forever for all sorts of different reasons will dry up.
Yeah, well, I don't accept that contention because, storm conditions will obviously be very erratic. They'll change. There's a need for workers to respond. But also, workers over the last number of years, if you're a worker the last 10 or 15 years, look at the circumstances, instability is the new norm. So in those circumstances, workers will have used a lot of the resources up. So you're also talking about workers making decisions to lose pay, not go to work or go to work and put themselves in harm's way. That's been the experience. We've had circumstances where both in the private sector, but also crazily in the public sector, where workers were told your shift starts at 8 o'clock, come in for 4:30 because we've been advised through Met Ireland that the storms are going to hit somewhere in between those two times. So if you come in, sit in your canteen for 3 hours and then start your shift. So we need something very specific in legislation to cut across that happening. Examples like that.
And Tom, is there not a risk here of the idea of kind of moral hazard, as in if you bring in something like this and there is Storm Éowyn or some such storm where people were told to stay home if they could, where everyone kind of goes, well, I'll take one of my climate leave days, but actually people in I don't know what countries, counties at the time were worse affected, but suppose Longford was affected and Meath wasn't affected, that everyone's getting this, but actually some people are sitting home unnecessarily.
Yeah, I would say in the world we live in now, all of these things are verifiable. You can, apart from radio, media, social media, it's very, very clear. The idea that someone would suggest that they're going to sit at home and
you don't think this. Anyone would do that? No, you don't think anyone, if there was climate leave and there was a storm,
that no one would do that? The reality is the vast majority of people will be sensible and adult about these things. And again, if you have a good, and in our experience, good employers have good relationships and you have conversations with workers beforehand and we'll put in measures, you know, organise people to walk from home, organise a later finish, organise a liaise as the storm conditions move on in good workplaces, which are generally trade union organised workplaces. That would be the result. So I don't think that would happen in a general sense. Of course, there's exceptions to all rules, but all right. I don't think that would be the general experience if the appropriate protections were in legislation. And the legislation should be in place.
We will leave it there and we'll ask our good listeners what they think about all of this themselves. But thank you for joining us this morning. That is Tom Fitzgerald, the Unite Regional Coordinating Officer. Love to know what you think. Climate leave for people, paid climate leave for people during storms. Good idea, bad idea? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
Mom! 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 Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Ma! Ma! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Yeah, later on we're going to be saying, would you go to a child-free coffee shop?
15 quid.
Would you spend 15 quid for a cup of coffee at a child-free coffee shop? We'll be talking about that a little later, but now time for business.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.